USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
We're learning that there have been more than 300 people killed so far in the Russian invasion of Ukraine. At least 700 people have been injured, and the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights believes that the numbers are considerably higher. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky requesting fighter planes from the U.S. on a conference call with some members of Congress. Ukrainian Ambassador to the U.S. Oksana Markarova was asked on CBS's Face the Nation when they will get the planes.
We are hoping as soon as possible, and we are working with our American, especially friends and allies, on the steady supply of all the ammunition and anti-air, anti-tank, and planes to be able to effectively defend our country.
Add American Express to the list of financial companies suspending operations in Russia. It's also pulling out of Belarus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
He played the villain in the first Lethal Weapon movie. He was also a ruthless businessman on the NBC soap opera Santa Barbara, and he had a character role on the ABC sitcom Dharma and Greg. Actor Mitchell Ryan died Friday at his home in Los Angeles. His stepdaughter told The Hollywood Reporter that the 88-year-old died from congestive heart failure. Talks between Major League Baseball and the players comes down to playoffs. Both sides agree on expanding the playoff field from 10 teams. The union prefers 12, while Major League Baseball wants 14. Max Scherzer, representing the players, says they would consider 14 under specified conditions. American gas prices have surged to its highest level in more than a decade due to sanctions hitting Russia, a major oil producer. AAA says the national average for a gallon of fuel is $4.01. Some parts of the country are paying more. California, for example, the average is now more than $5 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Testing has resumed in Pyongyang again.
For the second week in a row, North Korea is continuing to conduct tests needed to develop a spy satellite. The move comes as North Korea has been carrying out ballistic missile launches, including one detected by South Korea on Saturday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A family split over the insurrection last year was on display in court this past week.
Teenager Jackson Refit testified against his father, Guy Refit, in the first federal trial regarding a defendant in the January 6 attack at the Capitol. The teen told the court that his father, who is a member of the extremist Texas Three Percenters militia, bragged about being on the Capitol steps on January 6 with a weapon. He also said he was proud of his actions and threatened to shoot his own son if he turned him in. The teenager recorded his father bragging about carrying a gun at the Capitol. He also admitted he was the first person to light the fire on the Capitol steps. So far, more than 750 people have been charged in connection with the deadly insurrection. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Former Vice President Mike Pence told a group of Republican donors in New Orleans that it's time to move on from the 2020 election. He also said there's no room in the party for Putin apologists. Listen to news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.